I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
It was an 8-hour standoff between police and a man in his house. And all police know is that all they knew going out there was that there was gunfire. There was gunfire coming from inside that house. And police could not contact the man inside. Bullets were flying outside of the house. They were whizzing outside of the house. And it appears that the guy inside the house didn't know that the cops, the guy inside the house didn't know he had cops outside his house. Cops tried to contact this guy, and they couldn't get a hold of him. Didn't know his phone number or whatever the case might be. Maybe they're on the megaphone, and he wouldn't respond. This was 3 o'clock Sunday morning.
Why not kick open the door?
I don't know. But, well, I guess maybe they were afraid or something. This guy was shooting.
Okay, all right.
He's shooting.
Yeah.
Police set up a perimeter around the house where this 51-year-old guy lives, trying to get a hold of him. Eventually, he walked out and arrested, and they arrested this guy. Deputies found a rifle inside and a number of other weapons, and they asked him, what were you doing shooting inside that house? And he said, oh, I was just shooting at rats. Well, what he didn't know was that at least one round hit a nearby home. Thankfully, no one was injured there.
Wow. You got enough rats running through your house that you can just open up fire at them? Well, down at the Island Walk Condominiums in Clearwater Beach, Florida, there's a standoff going on. And it's between Ryan Bolin. He lives there at the condominiums and the condominium association over his pet emotional support squirrel named Brutus. Now, he rescued Brutus after last year's Hurricane Matthew. He said, ever since then, my God, I can't imagine not being around her. The property management discovered Brutus was living in the condominiums. Brutus, the emotional support squirrel, was living at the condominiums back in April when the squirrel was chased up a tree by a dog. So there was a complaint filed by the condo association and the condo owners that exotic animals are not allowed, and he never told the board about his exotic animal. So they told him last week, give up the squirrel or you got to go. And he says, man... They never submitted the paperwork that Brutus was an emotional support animal until this past summer when a doctor's note was submitted in July that this squirrel knows how to calm him down or something. They said that, he was contacted by the Human Rights Office claiming, now he has claimed discrimination that, you know, they're not.
Squirrel discrimination?
Squirrel, or the emotional. Support Animals Act is being violated because they won't let him keep Brutus, the support squirrel.
Yeah, squirrels aren't calming animals to me.
No, you know, I don't think so. They look kind of skittish.
They're always darting around and yeah. Okay, well, there have been some great songs in the past that have, what they've done, they've been public service songs, little jingles that have reminded us to do things to protect ourselves. Oh, Duck and Cover. You remember the old Duck and Cover song? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that one, Brad, but that was back in the days of fallout shelters and what have you. And the little jingle went Duck and Cover. And you were supposed to, if there was a nuclear attack,
yeah,
or if there was a tornado or an earthquake, you were supposed to duck and cover.
I would rely on my emotional support squirrel.
And so that's really good advice. Well, there was another song that the little jingle that came out back in the early part of this decade when we were having a problem with the bath salts. And we were having to give these stories on I Can't Believe It's News about these guys who did terrible things under the influence of bath salts. Well, guess what? After this song was recorded and put out during our I Can't Believe It's News segments, all of a sudden, the bath salt stories went away. People stopped using the bath salts.
People opened their ears and their hearts. And started to listen and care.
Until today, because we have another bath salt incident, so we're going to have to play the song again.
Bath salts make people's skin crawl.
It does.
And take their clothes off. Bath salts.
Now, this is a true story coming up here.
Truth.
Bath salts made that dude eat that one guy's face off.
That happened.
They made him a cannibal.
Right.
That bath salts makes you crazy.
ago. Small town in Missouri. Sullivan, Missouri. They're a little behind the times. Maybe they don't get the Brad and John show on their stream. Maybe they don't have the TuneIn radio app where they can hear.
Foiled by
show.
Technology.
Population 7,000 in Sullivan, Missouri. Naked people the other day running through Sullivan, Missouri, barking and showering in soda water. And you can thank bath salts for it. Four people went on a rampage, barking and yelling, breaking into buildings, even stripping off their clothes and showering in soda water, according to police. Police say bath salts is to blame, said the lieutenant. We had multiple incidents this past weekend of people on some kind of substance acting out of their minds, barking like dogs, running up and down the street, or acting like other farm animals, entering people's homes, breaking into a business, yelling outside of local businesses. Said an employee at the bowling alley, my dad came in Saturday morning ready to open the place up and noticed that the doors by the machine area were opened up and we came in and noticed one of our cash registers was knocked over on the floor. The suspects took more than $1,000. He says the community is stunned and scared and apparently out of soda because these guys were bathing in the bath salts. Stay away from the bath salts, kids. It can lead to nothing good.
Make people skin crawl and take their clothes off
and bark like dogs.
Everyone's learned around here, but now they're learning the lesson in Sullivan, Missouri.